solo vocal songs are great, but there are also certain charms and qualities that can only be delivered by multiple voices, like choir pieces or a cappella numbers. When many voices come together to create the one perfect harmony, well, it's just so moving, isn't it? Now, the most important thing to remember when harmonizing is to make sure that you don't lose your own place while listening very carefully to everyone else's. The volume of your voice is also very important. If you barely make a sound because you're not confident enough, or belt out at the top of your lungs because you think, hey, I'm the best of the bunch, well, either way, you're going to ruin the harmony, ruin the balance. That's probably why we often use the word harmony as an analogy for life. We are all in this together. It's about finding balance. We should all listen carefully while keeping our own voices at just the right volume. Perhaps, especially on Mondays. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. 좋을 텐데 너의 손 꼭 잡고 Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park, and happy Monday. We started things off today with Suba, Suba, wonderful collaboration between Sweet Sorrow and the Barberettes. It was their rendition of the song 좋을 텐데, It Would Be Good, featuring the wonderful beatbox Mighty. Talk about group projects. Well, that is a fantastic example of what it all sounds like when it comes together really well. But group projects, not just music, but normal projects, office projects, team projects, they are pretty hard, no? When we're on our own, we can just take full responsibility whether we succeed or fail. But when we are part of a team or a group, if we don't do our part right, we end up inconveniencing or even hurting someone else. Sticking out like a sore thumb doesn't help either. We can't do everything our own way in a group, gotta compromise. We must pay close attention to everyone else's voices and adjust ours accordingly if necessary while staying on course. Wow. It doesn't even sound easy said, right? Well, in short, it's not easy. But that is what being part of a society is all about. Living in harmony. So, I hope everyone is having a very harmonious Monday. Now here on OFD, let's start off the week with the good old global roll call. So tell me where you are and what you're doing as you're listening to today's One Fine Day. Also include any song requests you have for today. And feel free to, as always, share your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything and everything. Nothing is too trivial. Anything goes. You can send them in as messages on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can also send a text message to #8150. A regular SMS text will cost 50 won, and a long text or MMS message will cost 100 won per text. Coming up in part two is our Monday segment, K-Pop Weekly. K-Pop producer John Kim will be joining us to share his expertise with us and his fabulous playlist, so be sure to stay tuned. All right, I will now be right back with today's Where Are You after this song break. Here is Cheese with the song Madeline Love. One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea. It is currently 5:21, almost 5:22 p.m. There we go. All right. We are enjoying a very, you know, quintessential summer day here in Seoul. It is hot. It is so hot that this studio, it feels good. I love it. Right now, I'm talking to you in a studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? It's the Global Roll Call, if you will. A chance for me now to find out where in the world all my listeners are listening from today. And hopefully find out what is on your minds, what you're all up to. It's time for Where Are You? Shamim DXCR 2020 says greetings from India. Today I'm in the office for duty. Yes, a lot of us are back at work. It is Monday. Hope your Monday's going well. Mogire Machuke says, you look very sharp today. Hello from KCI Kenya. I'm at home today and streaming, as always, to One Fine Day with DJ Lena. Ah, well, everyone's at work, but you are at home resting. Well, congratulations. I hope that it's a good reason that you're not sick or something. And do I look really sharp, or does the Disney me look very sharp? PSY05902 says, DJ 정연 언니, 안녕하세요. I watched your weekend performance on YouTube, and I also found out that Sadie's hometown is Ansong. You're such an amazing singer. I couldn't breathe while watching you sing. I think my parents are jealous of you these days because I like you so, so much. Today is my school's founding day, so I'm at home studying for another exam coming up in 2 weeks. 힘내라고 해주세요. 힘내세요. Yes. Well, in any case, thank you so much for catching our show on the internet. Yeah, I think it was streamed really live. Even my parents were able to catch it somehow. I don't know how, but yeah, you guys are all really, really savvy. Alicia Y says, woke up at 6:30 a.m. after dozing off for a few hours. And no, I didn't go out all weekend, so I was pretty clean in bed. Something made me think I had dozed off at around midnight. So I thought to myself, that's pretty good, 6+ hours of sleep, considering I napped the whole Sunday afternoon. I had a little shower and then decided there was no need to go back to sleep or to pack coffee for myself. But less than an hour into work, I found myself unusually sleepy. And then, while scrolling through a conversation I had with a friend, I realized that I had sent my last text at almost 3 a.m., which means I only slept 3+ hours last night. Ah, grabbed a coffee over my lunch break though, so now I'm wide awake. Oh my, where did that time go? Yes, sometimes when you're chatting with friends and in bed, you know, you don't have anything to do, you're already washed up, or maybe you're not and you just kind of fall asleep. It's the best way to fall asleep, but yeah, you sometimes kind of lose track of that normal routine, right? Well, in any case, thanks for sharing. Okay, let's look at some song requests here. We have one from Jisoo Kim 0801 who writes, 안녕하세요, 누나. Did you enjoy your stage performance? I met my uni friends on Saturday, so I couldn't catch you performing live. We haven't met together in such a long time, so we had so much to chit-chat about. But fortunately, I could catch your renditions later on, and my gosh, you were stunning! Also enjoyed your Instagram uploads. I still cannot believe this reality that you are posting something on your own SNS account. Yes, yes, stranger things have happened. The filter on today's picture looks cool, but I bet your original selfie would have been much more beautiful. I want to request You Mean Everything to Me as well. Thanks for sharing. Yes, we had a couple others request this, probably because I added it to my playlist on Saturday, went really old school, decided, why not? Let's try it out. And you know what? It actually worked out surprisingly well, singing the 2000 version of You Mean Everything to Me. I don't know, it felt pretty good, pretty old school, pretty back to the basics. All right, we'll get that one ready for you. And then Sweet 030323 writes, 안녕하세요, 디즈니라, 디즈리나 언니. Oh, there you go, 디즈리나 언니. The picture makes me imagine you singing in a Disney movie. Well, I think I finally adjusted to the new work. Now I actually have the luxury to enjoy some coffee time. I want to request a song that's perfect for today's weather. Juice, 여름 안에서. Have a happy day. Oh, yes, it's time. It's time to listen to Deuce because we are really in the middle of summer now. All right, listeners, like I mentioned before, Chun Daniel 9 as well as JSLee 2017 also requested You Mean Everything to Me, so we'll listen to that first by me, of course, Park Jung-hyun. And then after that, we'll listen to Deuce with 여름 안에서, In Summer. That was Juice with 여름 안에서, or In Summer. And before that, it was me, Park Jung-hyun, with You Mean Everything to Me. Listener John Daniel 9 says, 안녕하세요. 만찢녀. 만화를 찍고 나온 여자, 리나 누나. Oh, yes. We did the animation kind of converting thingy magic for our picture on Instagram today. I went ocean fishing over the weekend and I got so tanned. It was too hot. On my way home, I turned on YouTube to listen to your live performance with my friend in the car, and we were singing along the whole time. It was so much fun. Although I was elsewhere, I too listened to you in a car while driving. I could hear some really enthusiastic fans cheering for you, and I laughed so much because I think I knew who they were. I think you got that right. Yes, I think we all know who you were, Mr. J.S. Lee 2017, who writes, 안녕하세요, 정연 누나. It is a happy Monday. I took my whole family to the Ansung concert last weekend. We toured the Ansung market, had lunch at a 100-year-old Chinese restaurant, and we were the first arrivals at the concert venue. By the time we parked the car in the first line, we had 5 hours to go before the concert started. Woo! I got to catch you leaving after rehearsal, and I think you said hello to me, right? I was afraid my heart might drop. My family had so much fun during the whole concert, too. I happened to be right next to the mayor of Ansung, who was covering his ears when I cheered for you. Well, ever so quietly. We still laugh together, though. Thank you so much for the concert. 나도 행복해 so, so much. Oh. Yes, your quiet cheering was so quiet that even people watching YouTube could hear you. That's pretty funny. Well, I heard that the mayor had a really good jolly time as well, so I don't think you have to worry about that. But yes, it was a lot of fun. It was a, you know, a concert set for, you know, COVID-related safety precautions. We had it as a driving theater concept, a drive-in theater concept. So my audience was really, it looked like I was just looking at a parking lot and I was singing to cars in the parking lot. But actually, I thought that it might be kind of weird, and it was actually pretty fantastic. Because it wasn't just cars, it's people in the cars, of course, and I could see you guys, and I could see you turn on your blinkers and your hazard lights to show your enthusiasm, aside from your wonderful vocalizations. And yes, J.S. Lee, sir, I was saying hello to you because your t-shirt is quite visible from very, very, very far away. So congratulations on that. Listener Rebecca 03230 writes, 언니, 안녕하세요. Disney 리나라니? Such a beautiful princess. I couldn't go to Ansung myself, but I got to watch you on YouTube at least, so thank you so much for the always top-notch performance. Oh, no, thank you. I had a good time, mostly because, you know, the audio system of the sound team, they knew what they were doing, and the sound is fantastic, and when the sound is good, then all is good with the world, right? And I can just have fun. Coolie0111 says, a brand new Disney princess character is born. I think you should just keep the name Lena. I saw your Saturday performance at Sadie's hometown of Ansung on YouTube. As expected, another legendary performance. I hope I'll get to hear you with my own ears at a concert venue soon. Yes, so soon. Definitely hope that happens very soon as well. Thank you guys so much for searching me out on your respective streaming platforms there. IIDNS writes, 정연 누나, 안녕하세요. My mother told me to study English regularly, so I'm going to listen to One Fine Day. I'm studying for a certificate exam, and I hope I pass. The song I want to listen to is Naur's Baby Funk. 정현이 누나 and One Fine Day family, I love you. Thank you so much. Well, good luck. You've come to the right place for English listening comprehension. Yeah. And also, your ears can take a break from studying with some great tunes like your song request right now. Here's Naar, Baby Funk. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Some comments on our very unique and interesting, sort of different picture on at KBS One Fine Day. Jakob Dorof approves. Says, please make all the photos like this moving forward. And Maya Wisu says, oh, and you look, but the eyes are a bit too big. Oh, yes, we all knew that. We all knew that. CZS9595 agrees. Oh, 눈이. And Shinyoung here also. Question mark? What? 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 I'm Kelly writes, oh, my, my. You got on the bandwagon. Your selfie yesterday did look like a Disney princess, so today's picture is in a natural sequence. It's kind of funny because when Liz suggested and actually, you know, mocked up this photo for today, it's exactly what I said. So we want to get on that bandwagon? You know what? We were discussing it and I thought, you know, if we're going to do it, we got to do it now, right? So why not? Why not? It's fun. It's just for fun. Yun Mi-jung says, 어머, you look like Anna from Frozen. Love is an open door. You're getting younger and younger. But I recently had a rather shocking experience. I went to the store to buy a new washing machine with my sister. She's a year younger than me, but they thought that she was my daughter. I mean, we both had masks and hat on, but still, does it make sense? Ha! What do you suppose the problem was? Comfort me, please. Oh, that's so wrong. The problem was that salesperson. No noonchi, man. Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it, especially with our hats and masks. I guess it's really hard to... Obviously, they just knew that you guys were both related. And obviously, because you were the older sister, you had that sort of, you know, protecting my sister kind of vibe. Maybe that was what was going on? Well, in any case, it's not your problem. It was the salesperson's problem. What are they thinking? Never assume. Yikes. Hope that didn't make you feel too bad. Hope it's something that you guys can just laugh about. Yes. All right. Love, love, 523 says, 언니, your Insta story after the concert was so cute. I want to request roller coasters 해바라기. Aw, thank you guys. Still not really used to or familiar with the story. Gotta get in there and kind of figure out all those tools, and then hopefully magic will occur later on, so stay tuned. Thanks for all your picture comments. Yes, the eyes are redonkulously big. I was like, Liz, can we make eyes smaller? But, you know, it's randomly generated image depending on the image that you upload, so we didn't really have a choice. But hey, why not? It's just for fun, right? And if not now, when? All right, for our next song break, it's Love, Love 523's request. Here's Roller Coaster with 해바라기, Sunflower. 가장 뜨거운 날, 또 가장 뜨거운 색으로 난 해바라기 They're different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another, upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track, it's parallel universe. Today, we'll listen to two nice songs that share the title, So Nice. We'll start with the K-pop song called So Nice by Mr. Kim Hyun-chul, a legendary genius singer-songwriter, and the country's top city pop master. He had joined us on the show the last time he released a new album, and lo and behold, this prolific artist has gone and released another new album already, so I don't know, maybe we should ask him to come back for another date. What do you think? The new album is entitled City Breeze and Love Songs, and if you couldn't tell from the album's title, it is a full-on, I've listened to it over the weekend, from beginning, top to bottom, really, really old school, a very faithful city pop genre album. Pretty good stuff there. So Nice is one of the double title tracks on the album. Its lyrics were co-written by Kim Hyun-chul and Shim Hyun-bo, and it starts like this. How are you these days? Are you doing all right? I wonder if there's anyone who's been grabbing your attention or anything like that. Well, you should make one of those. They'll make the world look different. The moment you let someone into your heart, all the boring things will end so much faster. It's quite amazing. So nice, so bright. All right. Very feel-good, wonderful summery track there. And as for our non-K-pop song of the day, we will listen to So Nice by American jazz singer Stacey Kent. The globally renowned Grammy-nominated artist has been awarded the Chevalier de l'Ordre des Arts et des Lettres, Order of Arts and Letters, by the French Minister of Culture, in addition to multiple BBC Jazz Awards and a Jazz Japan Award for Best Vocal Album. As for the song So Nice, is a famous bossa nova standard piece, also known as Summer Samba. It was originally written by Brazilian composer Marcos Valle, in 1964. Stacey Kent recorded her slow and mellow rendition of the song with her frequent collaborator and husband, saxophonist Jim Tomlinson, all the way back in 2001. Here's a bit of the song's famous lines. Someone to hold me tight, that would be very nice. Someone to love me right, that would be very nice. Someone to understand each little dream in me. Someone to take my hand, to be a team with me. So nice, life would be so nice if one day I'd find someone who would take my hand and samba through life with me. I love that. We were talking about life being like a harmony that we hold with different parts. Life is also like a dance, a samba, dance through life. Nice, nice sentiments on both songs. Let's listen to them both back to back right now. So Nice by Kim Hyun-chul and So Nice by Stacey Kent. That was Stacey Kent with So Nice. And before that, it was So Nice by Kim Hyun-chul. Those were our very nice sounding Parallel Universe songs for today. In part two of today's show, I will be joined by K-pop producer John Kim for this week's K-pop Weekly. So stick around for that. But let's wrap up part one of the show with a song request. It comes from listener Dame Cruz, who says, good morning, Onni. I am working, but I am secretly writing a comment here to request Rain in You by Imujin. Haha, I hope we all have an amazing week. Well, that's a wonderful thought to leave with us as we do wrap up part one of the show. Here is Imujin, 비와 당신, Rain and You. Enjoy, and we'll see you back here in part two. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. In just a moment, K-pop producer and engineer John Kim will be joining me in the studio to share his view and thoughts and general expertise on all things K-pop, so don't change that channel. But first, a quick song break while John gets settled in here. Here is Sander with 여름날, 여름밤, Summer Day, Summer Night. A week in the world of K-pop is not like that of any other. So much could happen in the span of a week. Sometimes it's hard to keep up. Luckily for us, we know folks who can help us do just that here on K-pop Weekly. K-pop Weekly, it's a segment designed to help us keep up to date and learn a little bit more about K-pop. And to help me out, we've got K-pop producer and engineer John Kim joining us in the studio. Welcome back and hello.
Hello.
How are you? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. The best day of the week.
Yeah, I love that attitude.
Of course.
Very, very positive attitude going on. Did you have a nice weekend?
I did have a good weekend. Things have been really hectic in my life, and things are kind of crazy, but it's always so nice to come back in here, just settle down and just listen to some music and chill out.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. I'm so glad that we're kind of providing a nice place for
you
as well.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm kind of digging the playlist that you've been bringing in. I had to mention, just sort of like a follow-up, I could not stop. I still cannot stop listening to Cheetah's song, the one that you brought in.
Oh, really?
The one that was written by Jacoby and mixed by you yourself. And I had to ask you, as someone who is fully addicted to Villain.
Okay.
How many nights did it take for that song to get out of your head after mixing it?
Oh, wow.
Because just does not leave you.
It doesn't. If you want it, you can have it. That's a hard one to get out. You know, I can't say, but I know that that stayed with me for a while.
Yeah.
And what added more on top of it is there were a bunch of live performances that Cheetah did, and I had to work with them on getting those out. So I was sitting there with that song for
a while.
For like a month, I think.
Oh my God.
From the release to all the promotions and, you know, like Sketchbook and
all
these
and,
different companies.
Live mixing also.
Yeah. And so I've been with that song for a while. I mean, I'm not working on it anymore, but yeah.
Did I inadvertently open up Pandora's box for you,
you may just have
because I could not get that song out of my head. You just have to keep listening to it and then you want to follow along, but you just love the way she says it, right? And so it just makes me have more and more appreciation for what a masterful performance she did on that song. I can't get out of my head. Loving it. J.S. Lee, Update 2000, Sweet 030323, Lahab 82, Kong Listener 79802317, and Kim Ji-soo says, Chunha! Alicia says, Chunha really loved last week's segment.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm
really
starting to get
it.
Really used to that Chunha and Chunba.
Yeah.
I feel like I should come in and just be like, Chunha.
Chunha.
I should just come in and start off
Absolutely.
With that.
Absolutely. Since all our listeners, the listeners that can join us, can join us through any kind of way, message boards, they can text us as well. But we have a nice community going on our Kong message boards. So you can just say, Kongha.
Kongha.
And we'll make it a thing. All right.
Awesome.
Let's launch into what earworms do you have for us today? I am quite excited. I see very, very familiar and non-familiar names.
Yes. So I tried to kind of mix it up this week. You
nice.
Know, I was thinking, you know, should I try to make a theme for this week? But, you know, I brought in a list today where I thought, I feel like this is what people would want to listen to.
Oh, very
cool. Or at least
this
is what I want to listen to.
Well, that is a theme in and of itself.
Yeah. And so I brought in a little bit of a mix. Like you said, there are some people that we're going to be very familiar with. And there are some people that most people have not heard of. And there's a specific artist in this list that even I haven't heard about. I found them by chance, but we'll come back to that.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, we'll be starting off with one of the most popular girl groups in all of Korea right now. It's Twice.
Wow. I was at the Vet yesterday, and I was sitting there. And the best thing about sitting at the Vet is they always play umbangs in the waiting room. Got to see Twice performing this.
Nice.
Wow. Yes. They are first of all, they look older, but that's not a bad thing. They look more mature,
yes,
and more confident, and you know, beautiful women now, right?
Yeah.
So they're getting up there, and then they have this song coming out.
Yeah. So this one, alcohol free. It's
brilliant.
It's such a banger.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I'm so in love with this song right now. It's it's so creative, and this one, like a lot of the songs that come out with Twice or this one was written by JYP himself.
Really?
Yeah, so it was written, arranged.
I actually couldn't tell.
Yeah, it's one of those songs. Like, you know, there's always those, like Nomu Nomu and things like that. It's like those, like, addictively, like, Korean, kind of almost annoying girl group songs that are written.
It's why we love K-pop idol groups.
Right.
We want them to get into our body systems and, you know, not like that jingle that you can't get in your head.
It's like a mosquito. Almost. It's almost like a mosquito. Yeah, these songs are like mosquitoes, the ones that he writes. And this is an awesome one. I mean, it's awesome right now. Maybe in 1 month after I've heard it maybe a million more times, maybe I might not feel that way.
So awesome.
But right now, I'm really digging it right now.
Yeah.
And what's really awesome about this entire album, besides this one song, all the other songs, the lyrics are written by the members themselves.
Oh, so they're actually, they're really developing into, they're growing up, but they're also growing into musicians respectively.
Right, as artists, you
know?
There's always a big distinction between the writers and producers and the idols or the performers, right? But I think the trend these days is to try to bridge that gap. You know, singer-songwriters are a big thing. And you can see with a lot of groups, not just Twice, not just within JYP, but every company these days, they're trying to get their performers and idols to become more like artists. So they can kind of...
They inform the music that they're singing. It makes sense to me, but, you know, no one ever thought of doing this back in the 90s. But kind of like, you know, going up to Twice, it's like JYP saying, what do you want to sing about? Why don't you bring me some stories?
Right.
And then just kind of handing over the reins. And it totally changes the kind of music that we have.
Right. It lets them get more deep into the music, I feel like, you know? And I think that's something awesome that we're going to start seeing more of. But this one, like I said, it's written by Mr. JYP himself.
That's also special.
It's special. Like it's that mosquito. I think the mosquito is, like, the perfect just example.
Right.
Yeah.
You just can't get rid of it. It's just there. That's pretty fantastic.
And, one of the songs that people might not find online as easily, it's a song on this album. It's called Cry For Me.
Okay.
It's kind of a bonus track.
Yeah.
But it was written by my dear friend Sophia Pei and Hayes. They wrote the lyrics to that song. And
interesting.
That's another great one. So after you hear this, yes, if you're in love with Twice, go check that out as well.
Nice little bonus track, kind of like a nice little insider tip here. Cry For Me, written by Sophia Pei and Hayes.
Yes.
I can't even imagine. Composed by Sophia Pei and Hayes and performed by Twice. Definitely something you want to check out.
Yes.
All right, but alcohol free, what makes this so addictive?
You know, I think part of it is just their voices. Like, I was just on my phone the other day, and I was just scrolling through, and I there's, like, posts of them everywhere these days. And one of my other producer friends that was hanging out with me, he heard the song come on. He's like, yo, that song is getting so annoying. But it's like, oh, this is like the thing that I hate the most, because I hear it everywhere. And,
right.
You know, it's, I mean, for him, as a producer, like, he has to listen to this stuff all the time.
Of course.
And so, it can be annoying, and maybe, like I said, it's like the mosquito, right, to him?
Yeah, buzzing in your ear.
But for us, and for a normal listener, it's awesome, because it's just so familiar, you know? And part of the awesome thing is, it's the dance, too.
The choreography.
Yeah, the choreography, it's super unique. It's it's fresh, and... Their performance stages are awesome.
I think that the alcohol-free concept is really cute. It's like, oh, I'm buzzing and I'm drunk on you.
Yes.
A really, really cute romantic way to go about things, but also a very kind of, you know, evocative title here to create enough of an issue and a buzz, etc. Yeah, let's take a listen and see the latest from Twice. If you haven't heard it 100 times already, let's listen to it now. Here's Alcohol Free. That was Twice with Alcohol Free. As I was listening to it, I was telling John that I thought it was really interesting that JYP decided to not go the traditional sort of, first of all, these days, the traditional girl group dance genre route.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's strong Latin rhythms meets calypso, which is an unusual kind of direction to take. Absolutely.
It's shione. It feels very shione.
Very good word for it. You definitely feel like you need to go get a virgin margarita somewhere.
Yep. It sounds exactly like that.
Kim Ji-soo also picked up on the rhythm. He's like, to me, it's bossa nova. Very bossa nova rhythm. It's really, really nice.
Mm.
It is yodam yodam he, right? It is very summery.
Mm-hmm.
Not too fast that it's like, you know, too, like, Energizer Bunny, but it's, you know, not too slow like a ballad. It's just right there in the middle there.
It's kind of like what you'd want to listen to when you're going on a road trip, you know, like, for the summer. Summer road trip.
Definitely.
And you're having a little ice cream in the car with your friends, and this is the kind of song you listen to with the windows down, you know?
I love that. Mm. A driving song. It is a perfect tempo for a driving song. Mm-hmm. Even a biking along the Hangang song.
Oh, yeah.
They pretty brilliant stuff. JYP never kind of disappoints in engaging the mode. Mm-hmm. Also, he himself had been doing so much retro. We'd been seeing so much city pop trends and also like 90s, 80s trends. And this is not this. This is not that.
It's not.
So it's kind of a refreshing change of pace. Good stuff to check out. Okay.
Yes.
Let's move on to our next track.
All right, so this next one is by a group of people that I have never heard of.
Yeah.
And I tried to do some research.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't figure out about them. So if you guys know anything about them, please let me know.
All right.
So this is a song called Lover by Gemma and Monde.
Gemma and Monde, okay.
So while you try to do your research, let me just explain why I brought this in,
because
I was trying to, so whenever I try to come up with these lists, you know, I go on all the charts and, you know, I think, what would be good for the show, what would be good to listen to, and I always check what's new and see, like, if there's any names that I recognize, or perhaps if there's anything new that I can listen to.
Sure.
And this is one of those where I just randomly, like, there weren't even that many plays, and I just randomly decided to take a listen to it, and it was such an amazing song.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. It's a very cool R&B laid-back track.
Oh.
And the vocals are great. The background vocals are kind of what got me on this song.
Oh, I love listening to the background vocals.
Yes.
Sort of, and my hobby.
The only info that I found on Gemma is she's actually a model.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a model and an advocate for plus-sized inclusion in women. Yeah, and so that was really interesting that I found that about her.
Mm-hmm.
There's not so much about her as an artist out there, and especially Monde. I couldn't find anything about this person. Yeah. So I was just...
Interesting.
But they're super good.
Okay. So Monde, we know for... Mm-hmm. So just from the picture, Monde, we know is... a guy.
Yes.
And it's this female-male collaboration, and they come out of Stone Music Entertainment, so it's not totally indie.
Okay.
But, interesting. Yeah. It says their QXA is Monde and Gemma, so...
Right, yeah.
Very independent.
there's not a lot of information. But I just thought this would be such a great song to listen, because it's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like I said, there's not much information out on them.
Wow, I'm so curious.
You know what? Maybe I'll try reaching out to Gemma herself.
That's a fantastic idea.
I'll try it and see if she gets back and be like, yo, I'm this like super famous, awesome producer. Do you want to work together? I heard your song and you're like, you're so dope. Can we work together? And then maybe in the next few weeks, I can give you some more information on Gemma.
Fantastic.
But right now...
They are a mystery.
Yes.
It would be fantastic if anyone might be in the know. But if they're new to John and us, then they're pretty much probably going to be new to you guys too. But they have this track out, and it's called Lover, and it looks like a male-female duo. And kind of R&B tinted. Really can't wait to check it out. I love finding these like hidden gems.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's take a listen. Here is Gemma and Munde with Lover. Is Gemma and Munde with Lover. This is fantastic. It's fantastic because this is also completely different from Twice, but also just so yeoreum yeoreum hit to me. So summery. I love it. Yeah, I'm loving this stuff.
Imagine you're underneath, like you're out camping, you're underneath the stars listening to a song like this. Oh, that would be the best.
That'd be so amazing.
Yeah.
It's very refreshing in and of itself. And yeah, now it makes me very, very curious to kind of check them out. It looks like they actually have sort of a five-track EP out.
Yeah, with this song,
With this song. So there's a couple more that we can check out and to see, like, kind of what their deal is. There's some R&B, but then there's also a little alt-indie in there. Fantastic stuff.
Yeah, I mean... I think I'm really going to try to get in touch with this artist.
Totally.
And if I can get any more info, I'll bring it out. But this is a song that is like, this is the kind of song that I would write, I feel like.
Really?
And then with the super long reverb tail at the end.
Yes.
That's so my thing. Like, just like super smooth, you know.
Kind of like the tail of a comet as it sort of dissipates.
Yes.
Very pretty.
Exactly.
I really love that. All right. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to K-Pop Weekly. It's our Monday segment here on One Fine Day. I have producer and engineer John Kim introducing us to, so far, some fantastic summer playlist picks. Yeah, things that we want to listen to right now, things that John wanted to listen to right now and is sharing with us. Pretty cool stuff. All right. Who are we listening to next?
All right. Coming up next, we have EXO. Yes. EXO is one of those awesome boy groups that almost help. I feel like they kind of shape the sound of Korean boy groups.
Yes.
Especially with SM. I feel like SM is super legendary for their girl groups as well, yes. But they're boys.
Yeah.
They're boys in K-pop. They're nuts. I think they've created... the K-pop male sound with their super thick backgrounds with all the like every up to the seventh and sometimes with tensions in there, and they create these thick vocals.
That's the signature harmonies that John is referring to. If when you guys listen to EXO or SHINee, especially Dongbangshinki, and you just hear so much, we were talking about harmony at the beginning of the show. So much harmony there. Just so many colors, right? If there's seven colors in the rainbow, here you're getting like 14.
Exactly.
At least, right?
Yes.
And SM definitely was the definitely the front runner of this sound that, like you said, everybody, it's like standard operating procedure now. Right?
It's gotten popular and everyone's trying to do it. they don't get it. I don't know how they do it.
I don't know.
I try my best. I get close. I'd say I can follow up like maybe 90%. I mean, I've worked.
Because it really is a matter of, it's a technical issue, right? Of how the voices are recorded, what kind of effects are put to give it that sort of, what's the word, that striated sound? They're like vocal stripes.
Exactly, yeah. It's super clean, but it's super thick at the same time. I worked with really closely with this writer named Andrew Choi.
Who's top liner for
SM. Yeah, he's a top liner for SM, and I've done a lot of songs with him. And I mean, I see how he gets the vocals. I see, because a lot of the times with these boy groups,
yes,
they're really busy.
Yeah.
And so they don't have time to record all the backgrounds all the time.
Oh, they don't.
Yeah, and so they will sing
the main vocal parts,
mm-hmm. the melodies, mm-hmm. but then the writers might sometimes come in and... Yeah. They'll sing the backgrounds,
sure.
and they'll be the ones that get that super thick sound that SM is going for. And I've worked with him, mm-hmm. and I've seen how he does it.
Yeah.
Without him, I don't know how. Like, I know how it's done.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just can't get it.
There's just this special... Mm-hmm. Secret sauce SM Entertainment touch, huh?
Yes, there is.
I bet you anything it's like proprietary
IP. It might just be. but yeah, it was, I mean, we've seen big releases from other boy groups like BTS with Butter.
Sure.
But there's another special thing with groups like EXO, you know, Dongwangshingi, NCT.
I have a special kind of place in my heart just because of I'm a vocal nut, right? And I love the vocal spaces that they create. And I think it really started all the way back with Super Junior and Sorry Sorry.
Mm.
I feel like that was the prototype of this sound that we've gotten so used to.
Yes.
And EXO, whether they're singing dance genre or ballads, you get this beautiful, spacey kind of vocal spread.
Yes.
From all the harmonies. SHINee's harmonies are my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty fantastic. So what song are we listening to from EXO? Is it a new one?
Yes, it is. It's Don't Fight the Feeling.
Ooh.
It's part of their most recent EP,
mm-hmm.
Which is their first kind of album release since 2019.
Wow.
So this is... It's awesome to hear from them again. You know, EXO used to be one of the biggest boy groups. They still are.
Yeah.
But I think with the rise of BTS,
right.
they kind of got pushed a little bit to the back. But it's really good to hear them because, you know,
they're still in the mix.
It's hard to take sides and say who's better.
Yeah.
But I'd say that for me personally, I think EXO still has a much more polished sound. The SM sound, it's hard to beat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, BTS is great. And they do awesome stuff.
Yes.
But there is, if you want to talk about K-pop, male K-pop, that's EXO.
This is the polished sort of gold standard sound, right?
Mm-hmm.
BTS does very exciting things with, they kind of change the landscape of album concepts, right? And going with concepts, trilogy, sound, world building.
Yes.
But in terms of just straight up music, from especially a producer and engineer's point of view, it doesn't get more shiny and polished than SM's. You know, kind of work. All right, so Don't Fight the Feeling. I'm sure it was written by, I guess...
Yeah, some of the top songwriters at SM, you'll see Kenzie, the Aristocrats, and Kim Tae-sung.
Right.
A lot of people that are often on a lot of SM songs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the reason why we're getting such a polished sound. It's written by the pros.
Yes, and EXO's been doing it. They've been doing it for a while, so we just see them get more and more mature, more confident at what they do.
Yes.
All right, let's listen. Here's EXO, their newest, Don't Fight the Feeling. That was Don't Fight the Feeling from EXO. Some really, really cool chord progressions going on there on the 8-beat. Really, really fun stuff musically going on. And then, of course, just get to see them again.
Yes.
We haven't seen them in like maybe a year or so or a couple years. And we saw so many solo projects going on from EXO members, right? But seeing them all together again is rather exciting.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. And they're always just so polished. Like even we were just watching their music video.
Yeah.
It's such a clean music video too.
Very
and they're dancing too.
Their performances, and they just kind of, they look at the camera straight on with almost no expression on their face. Like, I'm home. I don't have to flex. I don't have to do anything.
That's their flex in itself.
Yeah, and it makes you feel, it makes me feel a little like, oh, Sunday. You know, they're just their confidence, and then they're just, they're excellent choreography.
Yes.
And they look like, hey, we're back. And it looks like everybody had fun on this track.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty fun stuff. Love that bass line.
It's one of those tracks where I wish it was me.
I wish it was
that track.
Oh, so you uh-huh. feel that way too yeah. as an engineer. I always uh-huh. feel that way when I hear a song. Like, mm-hmm. hey, that's great. I wish I wrote it.
Exactly. I wish that was my song.
Man, only I wrote that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We feel that all the time. Mm-hmm. In any case, I'm sure lots of our listeners feel that way, you know, no matter what industry they're in, right?
Sure.
It's fantastic. It means we're all challenging each other.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to move on. We've been kind of keeping it really, really diverse. Yeah. We've got a little bit of everything, something for everybody. Mm-hmm. What is our next track?
So we're going to be slowing it down just a little
bit.
Oh,
nice.
Yes.
So very dynamic today.
Yes. So I'm trying to keep things, you know, like,
I like
keep
it.
People on their toes, you
I
know?
I am totally on their
yeah,
toes.
Yeah, so we're moving into a ballad now. Mm. This is an artist named Kyoi.
Kyoi.
And this is another artist I'm sure not a lot of people have heard about. Yeah. If you're really into the indie scene, yeah. and there are some platforms outside of, you know, the most popular streaming platforms
sure.
in Korea where mm-hmm. they showcase indie artists. If yeah. you're into indie, yeah. then you might have seen this artist.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, not...
Otherwise,
yeah, this is an artist that you may not have heard of. But she's an artist that writes all of her own songs.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't sing any of them.
Oh!
Yeah. She doesn't sing any of them.
She doesn't sing any of them.
Well, she sang... I think she sang one.
So she's but, sort of yeah. like a kind of a toy.
I mean, exactly, yeah.
Yes, you hear it does sometimes sing. I mean, yeah. we don't think he should have to, but, you know, he does anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay,
like
all right.
you hear, she's kind of, she plays the keys.
Yes.
And she comes up with these amazing songs, mm-hmm. and she brings them to random artists that she finds on YouTube.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, so she finds as many random mm-hmm. like cover artists yeah. that she can on social media.
Just kind of messages them up.
Yeah, some like a lot of artists that are not popular.
Yeah.
She'll go and be like, I have this song, but I really love your voice.
Interesting.
Can we work on this together? And
wow.
I don't know how she does it, but they always say yes. And so she brings wow. them in. Mm-hmm. She brings them into my studio, and yeah. I work with them, and I get to work with these really new artists mm-hmm. that are really technically advanced and really great,
mm-hmm.
but not a lot of people have heard of them.
Okay, and so they're technically advanced, but they also probably are lacking little experience.
Yes.
So that's got to be an experience in and of itself.
Yeah, I mean,
challenge?
Even for me, this particular song,
yeah.
it's called Gin Gum.
Mm-hmm.
The person that sang on this song
yeah.
is an opera singer.
Oh, classically trained singer.
There's a lot of classically trained singers,
yeah.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But she's like she's an opera singer.
She's an opera
like,
singer.
Like, she actually sings
specifically
opera.
Specifically opera.
Yeah. But for some reason, she sang this song. And
unusual.
So, I had a lot of trouble when we were recording.
I can
really
imagine.
The vibrato was like in between three notes at certain times. It was nuts.
It's very wide.
And she had this power behind her voice. I felt like my mic was gonna explode. I have a super expensive like $4,000 mic. I felt like my mic was gonna explode in front of her.
You know, opera singers are trained. Their mm-hmm. body, they train their bodies to become the microphone.
Yes.
Their bodies are built-in microphones. Mm-hmm. I had the pleasure of meeting a Wagnerian opera singer.
Wow.
In New York.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so specific, she studied Wagner, which mm-hmm. is like the worst of the worst, because she says that the 80-piece orchestra is mm-hmm. in front.
Mm-hmm.
Then the singers are in back,
mm-hmm.
and then you have the audience behind there.
Yeah.
You have to sing to reach the very last person in the very last row,
right.
in nosebleed seats, with mm-hmm. your body alone, no mm-hmm. microphone.
Right, yeah.
And this kind of person was in your mm-hmm. studio.
Yeah, like, singing a K-pop ballad. I mean, K-pop ballads.
What?
Right? K-pop ballads.
I can't imagine.
They have some really powerful vocals behind them, you know? But mm-hmm. it's like...
very unusual.
Yeah. How can I put this?
Mm-hmm.
If if Song Si-kyung is a 5-pound dumbbell,
okay,
this lady is like the 25-pound dumbbell that comes in and just punches me through the mic.
Right.
It was another experience.
Oh, that's so funny. I want to pick your brain about that more during the song break.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, trying to direct a vocalist who has been trained to not use microphones, mm-hmm. to use a microphone, which is an art in and of itself.
Right.
Very, very interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. But did it turn out okay?
It turned out pretty good.
Okay.
You're going to hear some little unique things that that you won't normally hear in a regular vocalist.
Yeah, run-of-the-mill cape ballads. Uh-huh. You know, we all have our sort of a formula to follow.
Mm-hmm.
We have our little licks that we always do here mm-hmm. and there. We even probably breathe differently. She probably even breathes differently.
Yes. She has an incredible lung capacity.
Yes.
I can say that.
Probably can sing half the song in one go.
Almost. There's this one really long note at the end that we had to cut short, but she was going for like ages, because there's an outro and it's a fade out at the end and she's just going right at the end. It's just wow. Like,
and she can go on, but you actually have to stop
her. We had to stop her
because we're like, sorry ma'am, the song's over.
Yeah, exactly. She's going past the end of the song.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
very humbling to people like me who is, you know, I'm trained around the mic.
Mm-hmm.
My voice needs the mic to negotiate the microphone to perform, so it's very humbling to see that people from a different art adjacent.
Right.
All right, let's listen. Here's Gyoi, the composer artist, with her composition, Gin Gum, Long Dream, featuring, now is this the vocalist singer? Song Purim. Let's listen. 내겐 벅차도 로가 아름다웠던 지난 날들을. Oh, and there's that fade out.
Yes.
John, from Gyoi, and you just had to tell her to stop.
Yeah, we had to tell her to stop. I mean, you heard it. It was cut short, but originally that last, annyeong, it just went out till the end of the fade. It faded out with the song.
I think her, she's used to ending with the ending note.
Mm.
You know, first of all, there's no fade outs in opera, you know, right? And then so you have to go to the end of the note. Like you were saying before, having some, you know, idea of the vocal training. We're trained. Mm-hmm. She must have been breaking many years of training.
Yes.
Just trying to sing this one song.
Yes.
Because she actually sounded fantastic, I thought.
She sounds great. For someone who's not normally singing this type of song, she really did it well. I mean, at the ends of her notes, you're going to hear like her body like physically open up.
Yes, the vibrato opening up to the, like she has more to give. Mm-hmm. And a lot of listeners, when you sing, hear them at the end of phrases, they have no more to give because they're tired and spent. So this is pretty fantastic stuff.
Yes.
You know, you can hear, Alicia loves it. She's like, oh, this is
awesome.
So good. Really cool stuff. And she was sort of, you know, she was singing all the like, the bends, which, you know, you were telling me, actually, classical trained vocalists are trained for years to not do that. So, yeah, breaking all the rules. And Lahab 82 loves this whole, like, classical singer meets cape ballad. The way she sings feels so liberating. So, sok shuanage, right? And Kim Ha-na also agrees. 시원시원하게 부르시네요.
Yeah, she can give it to you, like, just without any hesitation.
Very
just
open.
Like slap you in the face with the long notes.
That's pretty fantastic. I love it. All right, we're gonna squeeze in one more track, John. What's our last song for the day?
So our last song is not a super new song, but it's a new artist.
Okay.
And you've probably seen him around on TV and here and there. His name is Minseong. His artist name is Minseong. His actual name is Minseong too.
Okay. Okay.
He's my college hubae, actually.
Oh.
He's my friend from college. I met him in my last year there.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a super talented guitarist and songwriter.
Okay.
And he's preparing to put out some new music right now.
I see.
But this was the first song that I worked on with him, and it was a lot of fun working with him. And you know, I've seen him like on a lot of random places these days, which is why I wanted to bring this in. Because this is kind of insider information. So okay. We got to kind of keep the secret.
Keep on the down low, even though we are world radio.
Yes. Well, I mean, for our listeners,
yes.
Keep it on the down low, okay. Please. Yeah, but Minsung was originally supposed to be a new guitarist for FT Island.
Oh.
Yeah, because there was a bit of an issue,
yeah,
you know, and
one of the members,
mm-hmm. there was a lot of changes yeah. in the group, and sure. so they needed a new guitarist, and yeah. so that was supposed to be Minsung.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that's going to happen
maybe,
right now.
Maybe not.
Maybe not, but mm-hmm. With Honggi recently coming out of the army,
sure.
He's that's been doing
right.
a lot of TV performances
yes.
and live concerts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And if you look behind, you're mm-hmm. going to see Minsung. And he's going to be playing guitar.
Together.
Yes.
I see.
And so you're going to see him. Yeah, he's super talented.
Interesting. Uh-huh. Well, I mean, if it's enough to catch the eye of FNC, mm-hmm. enough for, you know, their kind of flagship artist,
mm-hmm.
That's already saying a lot as to Minsung's credit in terms mm-hmm. of his talent. But right now we're going to listen to a song that he put out by himself.
Yes, this one is called Every Inch of You.
Mm-hmm.
And this originally started off as a very weak, wimpy demo that
okay.
he brought to me. He's like, yo, John Hyung, I want to put mm-hmm. out this song.
Yeah.
I really like this song, uh-huh. but it's just, it sounds so wimpy.
Weak and wimpy in what mm-hmm. way?
Like the arrangement, the uh-huh. pyeonggok
yes.
Seemed kind of wimpy, and
right.
the sound in general,
right.
like the vocals, they were mm-hmm. really weak. But he brought it to me.
In terms of no climax or in terms of the way he performed it?
I think actually it was mostly the mix.
Oh, okay. So there uh-huh. was not a lot of depth.
Mm-hmm.
He actually brought you in a fully mixed demo.
So his quote-unquote mixed demo. There's a lot of things that happen in the mix that,
yeah.
you know, finish off a track.
Yes.
You know? And okay. Sometimes when you're listening to an unmixed track.
Yes.
It sounds almost like the song is not done.
Yes. That's
like it's
very
not
true.
Fully produced.
Exactly.
And this was a classic case of that. It sounded mm-hmm. like this was an incomplete song. Like it was just 70%
just
done.
Half made.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And so he was like, "Hyung, what do I do with this song? I like the direction of this song,
sure.
but I don't know what to do."
Okay.
And so I was like, "Let me mix it. I think I can bring it to life."
So, okay, now mm-hmm. this is, I think, very interesting. You didn't add any instruments,
did you? I
didn't
add anything.
Okay, and did he re-sing it? No.
No.
He just brought you, you took the performance that he mm-hmm. he gave you as is.
Mm-hmm.
No instruments were added, no mm-hmm. effects were added, but you simply mm-hmm. just remixed it.
I just mixed it, and I beefed it up, and mm-hmm. I took a lot of influence from a lot of artists that I thought that he was trying to sound like.
Like?
Coldplay.
Oh, modern rock influence.
Adele, Sam mm-hmm. Smith, Melissa Polinar.
Yeah.
There is a lot of random artists that I had in mind while I was listening to his song. And,
okay. When you say mm-hmm. Coldplay, Adele, mm-hmm. Sam Smith, mm-hmm. I think a lot of body.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of mm-hmm. very beefy, like you mm-hmm. said. Okay. And then you're able to take his wimpy, wimpy demo
mm-hmm.
and just sheerly through finagling with the audio.
Yes.
You are able to make it all beefy sounding. Like
yeah,
it just had muscles all of a sudden.
Yes, exactly.
So
it's like we just threw a bunch of muscle into the track.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun to do because a lot of times with producers these days, they're so good at doing their own like mixes.
That's
and
true.
They bring in tracks that sound almost
all
done.
Ready to go, or at least you already mm-hmm. know what they want,
right? But mm-hmm. this is one where it's like it was such an open canvas.
I see.
Blank canvas. Mm-hmm. Like what are we gonna do with this? Like
you could have taken it in many mm-hmm. different directions.
Yeah, and this kind of it let me be as a mixing engineer. It let me contribute as a musician as well.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Which was really interesting. And by the end of this, mm-hmm. When we sent the song off to mastering, Kwon-namu, who is one of the biggest mastering engineers
yes.
out here, he hit me up and he's like, John, this is an amazing mix.
Wonderful.
That's one of the most awesome things you can hear as a mixing
satisfying.
Engineer. From the mastering engineer to say, Yeah, this is a great mix.
Fantastic. That's... I love this story. Thank you so much. We're all out of time. Thank you so much, John, for all your kind of insider info as well. That was so much fun. We're actually going to close out our show with Mean Song. It's Every Inch of You. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Caving nothing within.